tell you about hidden cause number 4 why you still have thyroid symptoms. And it is related to a hormone called prolactin. Now, unlike the other 3 hidden causes we've talked about, this one is more or less screened for by your medical endocrinologist. And I'll give you a really short physiological explanation. Prolactin is a hormone made by your pituitary gland, and high levels of prolactin will actually suppress thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, which is what all of your doctors have been measuring. And prolactin is really tightly balanced by progesterone and dopamine. So many times when people have a dopamine deficiency or a progesterone deficiency, their prolactin will rise up and will squash their pituitary's production of thyroid-stimulating hormone. So what that will show up as on your labs, if you're lucky, is a TSH that is low but not quite out of the lab reference range. And that's why this gets missed. See, what I've just explained is a functional model of how prolactin excess can suppress your pituitary and make you have thyroid symptoms because it didn't fall out of the lab range. And remember, I use a functional range. It's a narrow range. It's an opinion, and it picks up things like this. So that was a functional model of how prolactin, this hormone, can cause thyroid suppression. Now, one of the ways you might know if you were having a prolactin excess is you would find that you have a discharge from breast. You may find that you have discharge from the breast in both men and women, but prolactin also will suppress luteinizing hormones. So in women, you have women that are infertile, and in men, you have men that it depresses testosterone, so they have low libido. So if you've got, you understand how that can confuse things because people that have low thyroid function often have those exact same symptoms. Now that was the functional model. Now the pathological model, that high prolactin, is caused by a tumor. And these are called prolactinomas, and a lot of these can be surgically removed. Now, hopefully, whoever you've seen before has evaluated you for this part of why you might still have thyroid symptoms. Now, if you don't have the tumor, right, it's still possible that you've got this functionally elevated prolactin because you may have dopamine deficiency or progesterone deficiency. Now, the dopamine deficiency could manifest as you having ADHD-type symptoms. In fact, see one of the other posts that I made on hidden cause number 2, I think it was? You may have difficulty concentrating, difficulty paying attention, being impulsive, hyperactive. If you've got those symptoms, plus you've got these low thyroid symptoms, you may have a prolactin excess that needs to be balanced out by working on dopamine. Same thing with progesterone. You may have a progesterone deficiency that's allowing the scale to tip high for prolactin and shuts down your pituitary, which means you have low thyroid hormone activity. Now, but remember, and the point I want you to understand is, if you go to your medical doctor and you ask them about this, they're probably going to know about the tumor thing. They're going to know very little about the dopamine and the progesterone aspect of it. That's because they're not using a functional model like I use. And using that approach is how we're able to find a lot of women that are missed. Because there's a lot of women watching this right now that have, they've been through the ringer, or they haven't really been helped at all just because they've been getting prescribed thyroid hormones. But that's hidden cause number 4. It's an excessive level of prolactin that's caused either by a tumor, again, I hope you don't have one of those, but it can also be caused by deficient dopamine and deficient progesterone. And I can test for all those things and find out, do a little detective work and find out exactly why you have it. Because if you've got a dopamine deficiency, why do you have that? Well, maybe it's because you're iron anemic. If you're progesterone deficient, what does that mean? There's still some detective work that has to be done. And if your doctor's not going to take a comprehensive look, you're going to suffer for a long time.